This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You are listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. This weekend edition is slightly different because I am currently out of town when this is airing and will be out of town for about a week and a half. So the first hour will be focused a lot on gold and finance in general. The second hour, Al will take over with more of his political discussion. So I want to get right into it. I'm kicking off this show with Jeffrey Christian, managing partner of the CPM Group. Jeffrey, you and I were chatting off mic about the gold market and the formation of what we do consider is a bull market for gold, but it's a bull market that, you know what, is just at the beginning. This year, as in last year, we are seeing some investment demand come back into the market, but that is also considering that investment demand was pretty much at some of the lowest levels that we have seen at the, let's say, bottom or around the tail end of 2015. Can you address what you're seeing in terms of investment demand and how that you think will play out this year?
Yeah, our view is that the gold price bottomed out late 2015 and is moving forward. We saw about an 8% increase in the gold price on an annual average basis in 2016 off of 2015. It's low. And we expect, another 8 to 10%, maybe more, in 2017. Our view is that the gold price will rise modestly this year, but that it's winding itself up like a spring for much higher prices going forward. So we're looking at an economy that's sort of bumping along this year, a political system that's got its obvious problems and issues, sort of creating risks for investors and money. But that in 2018 going forward, those risks become much more real and tangible, and you see investors stepping up their gold investment purchases, driving the price higher. So our expectation is that on an annual average basis, the gold price probably reaches new record nominal highs by 2021, which is really only 4 years away now. But that, what you'll see is relatively modest increases this year, but then accelerating price increases 2018, 19, 20, 21.
So essentially right now, the ducks, you could say, are starting to line up. There is more and more, I think, fundamental backdrop for a positive outlook for gold. Plus, we are starting to see big hedge funds or big funds in general start to take a more positive look at gold. The only problem is right now, one of the negatives is that the COT reports continue to be quite negative when you look at the commercials in terms of gold. Why do you think that is?
Well, you have to understand those commercial short positions are hedges of physical long positions that they have. So what you're seeing is a combination of a number of things. Well, it's a mirror of two things. It's long positions they have in the OTC market that you don't necessarily see that they're hedging by going short on the COMEX. And the other thing that you're seeing is that when investors go long, somebody has to take the other side. And that other side of that trade is a commercial because they're market makers. That's what they do. So as you've seen the investors or the non-commercials increase their long positions, the commercials have to increase their short positions by definition because somebody's got to be selling those futures contracts to the investors. But the other thing is that you are seeing increased volumes of metal being traded in the OTC market. And people don't really understand the nature of what bullion banks and trading companies do in terms of providing gold and silver financing to industrial users and such. So as jewelers and electronics companies use more gold, they don't necessarily buy that gold. They buy it when they sell their product. in the interim, they turn to a bullion bank and they say, I want you to buy gold and lease it to me. And then when I sell that gold in product form, I'll buy that gold from you, and then you can top off my lease. So one of the things that you've seen is as demand has increased for physical gold in the over-the-counter market, not only for fabricated jewelry, electronics, and other things, but also for some investment products, the banks wind up taking long positions on the OTC market, and they, because of their requirements for creditworthiness, they hedge those long positions by going short. The preferred way to go short is in the OTC market, but if the liquidity is not there, it's very easy to go to the futures market. So the increase in the short position on the commercials on the COMEX actually reflects an increased long position that they have in the physical gold market.
So essentially, yeah. Seeing these commercials be short on these COT reports is actually bullish because it means that they are much longer, have more exposure in the OTC markets.
Only if you know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Yeah.
So overall, this is very bullish then. You're pointing out a lot of bullish factors that people should be encouraged about as we move through this year.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we look at the gold market on a physical basis, and you've got rising investment demand. You've got central banks still interested in buying gold, and now with President Trump in place, probably increased interest in buying gold on the part of other central banks. You have declining mine production probably starting in 2018, 2019. You have reduced scrap, and you have increased demand in the jewelry and other sectors there. So the physical market is getting tight, and the critical, you know, the match will be when investors get sufficiently scared about the economic and political environment that instead of buying 20 million ounces of gold a year, they want to buy 30 million ounces of gold a year because there isn't that extra 10 million ounces of readily available physical supply.
Now, Jeff, do you look at all at the stocks and how they're performing in terms of checking out even more investment demand and how other, I guess, money is flowing into the sector?
Yes. We follow the stocks. You mean the mining equities?
Yes.
We follow the mining equities. We analyze the companies. We have 10-year projections for their mine production, which we use in our physical stuff. We don't publish buy and sell recommendations on mining companies because a lot of them are our clients, and a lot of mining analysts at banks and brokerage houses are our clients too. And so we don't want to, A, be talking about the relative attractiveness of investing in our clients, and we don't want to be competing with other clients.
Okay, but you are seeing essentially mine production start to roll over, which actually does take time. People, a lot of the time, were thinking that we would see mine production decreasing as the price was dropping, but that's not understanding that it takes a lot of time to shut down a mine, and quite frankly, a lot of the major companies cut down so much on their exploration budgets that we're only going to start to see serious mine closures and a decrease in production starting next year, you're saying?
Yeah, we expect it to really sharply decline 2019, 2020, 2021, which is why one of the reasons why we have the price accelerating in those years too. You know, when gold prices fall, mining companies do two things. One is they cut back first on capital exploration and capital development, which are longer term negatives for output. But the other thing that they do in some cases is they high grade. So what you've seen over the last several years from 2012 onward as the gold price has fallen was you actually saw mine production continue to grow, partly because some mining companies were high-grading their properties. Others were bringing into production mines that were under development when the gold price peaked and started to decline.
All right. Well, Jeff, it's always enjoyable chatting with you. Thank you for some insights on what you're seeing in terms of the bullish makeup of the gold market, not just from charts, but more from the fundamental backdrop. I find it always very interesting to chat with you. Everybody, stick around.
It's always a pleasure. It's always a pleasure talking to you.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-713-3227. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-713-3227. That's 1-800-713-3227. 1-800-713-3227.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based only upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition and continuing our coverage on the gold sector, I am joined by Craig Hemke, founder and editor of TF Metals Report. Craig joins us pretty much on a weekly basis, and this week I decided to put him on the weekend show. So, Craig, let's talk about the gold market, and let's talk about some of the similarities that we're seeing from last year to this year. We're seeing dollar amount moves pretty close to what we saw in 2016. I still argue that we had a bit stronger of a move at the beginning of 2016, but overall, still very nice and similar in many ways. Wouldn't you agree?
No doubt about it, Corey. In fact, you can take it back even further in that the price of gold came down in 2015, right before the first time that the Fed hiked rates in December of 2015. Gold found a bottom that year right after that Fed rate hike the very next day in 2015, and then turned and rallied through the first half of 2016. And here in this year in 2017, the exact same thing has played out. Gold came down, found a bottom the day after the Fed rate hike in December of last year. And now here we are charging higher again and up, oh gosh, almost 7% year to date, and silver up almost twice that much. So we're off to a pretty good start.
Now, Craig, some of the differences that I'm seeing, and I think in a more positive aspect for what we're seeing so far this year in terms of gold, are some of the fundamental drivers. And I think some of these fundamental drivers are a little bit of inflation starting to pick up in the system, and the U.S. dollar essentially being at a much higher level to start this year than we were in 2016 to start that year. How do you feel about these slight differences from last year?
Yeah, you just wonder what might happen if the dollar were to turn around. And I think there's reason to think that that's a possibility. One, if anything, the dollar is already down maybe 3% year to date in a steady down run, really since the first of the year, the very first trading day of January, 6 weeks ago. You know, when everybody gets on one side of the trade, Corey, it usually pays to be a contrarian. And as we entered this year, it seemed as if everybody was talking about a stronger dollar and this kind of bursting of the bond bubble, meaning that interest rates are going higher. And there's a fundamental reason why it's good to be a contrarian in that environment, because when everybody's on the same side of the trade, it means pretty much everybody has already bought or sold. And so, and a lot of times if everybody's already bought, that means there's no buyers left and the trend reverses. And that's kind of the way it felt regarding the dollar in late 2016, and we're already seeing that play out. So yeah, you're right to point out where gold is relative to the dollar or the dollar index this year versus last. Sure makes you wonder though, that if the trend is the opposite of what so many people are expecting, maybe gold has quite a bit farther to run in the months ahead.
Another interesting nuance here is that last year at the beginning of the year, we saw the U.S. markets go through a bit of a correction, and people did get scared about the health of the U.S. markets. Right now, we seem to have a very bullish outlook on U.S. markets from a broad sector of analysts, and these markets continue to, I would argue, bore everybody to death in terms of the lack of movement, but quite frankly, they are still up near record highs, but yet we're seeing a bit more interest come into gold. This is positive in my eyes. What about you?
No, I agree with you, and again, imagine what would happen if we do get some kind of a safe haven rush in the weeks ahead. You're wise to point out, though, it's been now something like 35 or 36 days since the S&P has had a 1% move either way, which is some sort of record.
It is.
That level of almost passivity makes you wonder, too, again, in a contrarian sense, that maybe people are getting a little too complacent, that trade seems a little bit too easy. And there's a lot of things out there that are similar, again, to last year, that strong dollar causing a lot of pressures within China and some of the emerging markets, and we're getting almost a record capital flight now out of China. I mean, there are a number of things that could upset the apple cart in the global markets in the days ahead. So, yeah, and if we do get some type of safe haven bid under gold, that's only going to help it as well.
So, Craig, in the last segment when I was chatting with Jeffrey Christian, he was talking about how he thinks this is very much the start of a bull market, and this market won't really start to get out of hand or reach new all-time highs until the year 2020 to 2021. How do you feel about that comment?
Oh, God, I hope I'm still alive.
That's not that far, though. 2020 is only 3 years away.
Oh, well, the analysis of Jeff notwithstanding, I would say there's probably a little more volatility than that ahead in the short term. We'll just see what happens. It's been very encouraging the way prices have begun this year. And we'll just see if we can continue forward. Gold is getting to a point where it's going to be kind of a do its business or get off the pot type moment. It's approaching its 200-day moving average, which is maybe up in the 1265 area. It's also approaching kind of a technical important point or technically important point of a downtrend line from the peaks of last year. If gold can get through there, which would mean put it somewhere up around 1285, 1290, you might really begin to get an acceleration. It might be rather simple for it to make new highs in 2017 versus 2016. Now, that's not necessarily getting out of hand like what maybe Jeff was talking about, but that would still be certainly would spark a lot of renewed interest in the metal, and that could always feed on itself some.
Now, in all fairness, Jeff was referring to new all-time highs from the nominal highs, so that 1900 and change that we saw. So that was his outlook, and I just wanted to clarify that. But as a final comment here, Craig, how do you feel about the news that is coming out recently about inflows into some of the ETFs, specifically GLD?
Well, that is one trend that has changed. I mean, we went through a period of more than 2 months where there was never an addition into the GLD from about the time of the election. Let me just check my numbers right here. From the time of the election all the way until January the 13th, there was a string of like 30 consecutive withdrawals. But now, since the month of February has begun, we've been seeing nothing but additions, and it's something like 28 metric tons just so far in February. I'd say that is also just a kind of a positive secondary factor showing some institutional and retail interest in owning gold again. Kind of put that on the lines of this Stanley Druckenmiller news as well about him wanting to buy back into gold. All of those things, again, just showing a general positive fundamental for gold, but how it moves on a daily basis isn't necessarily driven by fundamentals anymore. So we'll put that in the secondary category.
And let's remember that day-to-day moves can actually make people crazy if they're watching that. It's more about the long-term trend, and I think last year was very much a trend change. Even though it was an up-and-down type of year, we still did put in an up overall year. So that was the first time in, I believe, 5 years for the gold market. So overall, a very good ending to the year, and again, a very good beginning to this year. So hopefully that does continue. And just as a side note, the next two segments, we do have some company updates. And then the second hour is dedicated to the political show. Hope everybody enjoys that. And please, everybody stick around. We're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are what you eat. No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies.
You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing on with the first hour of the weekend edition and kicking off a company update, which we are going to have two of them to end this first hour. The first company update is coming from Falco Resources. I have the CFO, Vincent Metcalf, on the line with me. And Vincent, we haven't been chatting recently, but that doesn't mean that there isn't a lot going on with Falco. A recent news release on January 26th. Outlined a $10.8 million financing with, in the title it says, Strategic Quebec Investors. This very much is an investment by the government in Falco, is it not?
Correct. Thank you for having me, Corey. Essentially what we did, as you recall, we announced the first private placement late in 2016 in November. And that was a two-portion raise. We had the prospectus deal with normal institutions, but we were also trying to get as much money from the Quebec government from their different funds. And that's what we essentially ended up closing earlier in the year. For $10.8 million. And what that does is essentially it will help us, go through the different processes that we need to go through in terms of permitting, in terms of raising money, because obviously from an equity point of view, from a debt lender point of view, having the Quebec government by our side and as our shareholder is going to go a long way.
Oh, it's huge to have the government pretty much hand in hand with you guys, and hopefully that does just smooth everything along as you continue on with your properties. But what does this $10.8 million, and that is Canadian, that was raised, what does that bring the cash in the bank number to?
So we raised $36.5 million on the prospectus side. So we're essentially going to be close to, we've spent a bit of money earlier in the year, but we'll be close to $45 million in the bank at the moment. And essentially that really funds us for the rest of the year and, moving the feasibility along, moving the development of the Horne 5 project. And we're also earmarking about $10 million in exploration. So it's going to be a big year for Falco on the exploration front.
Now let's talk about that $10 million in exploration. You and I at length have talked about the Horne 5 deposit, and that very much has been the focus for Falco throughout a number of years, especially when the market was, let's say, struggling. But now this $10 million, it's not just focusing on the Horne 5, is it?
No, exactly. You know, as you recall, we already have 8.8 million ounces of gold equivalent resources on the Horne 5. That's a tremendous number to have and to start with. But we have about 740 square kilometers of land in the area, which, as you said, we haven't necessarily focused a lot on that land package in the last couple of years. We essentially have three different camps, the central camp, the east camp, and the west camp. Horne is located in the central camp, but that is about a, you know, that camp spans about another 15, 20 kilometers in radius around the Horne. And what we want to really focus on at the moment is really try to find new discoveries in the area that could be complementary to the Horne 5 once it's in operation, essentially. So we have a lot of different targets which we've outlined in the last couple of years. It was just a matter of money, as you pointed out. It's been a tough couple of years, so we wanted to really focus on the Horne 5. Now that we have that $10 million of flow through that we raised last year, we're going to be doing a lot of drilling. We're at the moment waiting for the different quotes from the drillers. That should be done over the next couple of weeks. So we'll have drills mobilizing on our property within the next 2 to 3 weeks. And as I said, we're going to be drilling a lot. We'll target mostly shallow targets. So not as, you know, the Horne 5 goes from 600 meters down to 2.4 kilometers. So these are very, very long holes. What we're going to be targeting this year, in terms of the regional exploration, will be shallower targets and, you know, focusing on gold and copper targets.
Now, Vince, I'm curious about these new targets that you're going to be drilling in this current year's drill program, because I know a lot of when you and I have talked, it's been focused on the Horne 5, but now these new drill targets, can you share some of the past workings that have been done on these areas?
So some of them are, you know, historical areas that have been worked on, but obviously this camp, you know, originally started in the 1920s. So there has been holes, there has been exploration, but not all the camp has seen the newer technology in terms of, you know, the exploration processes and different, you know, expertise that we now have in the 2000s. So from that point of view, some of these properties have been worked on. But most of them haven't seen any love for the past 30, 40, 50 years. So, from that point of view, it's almost starting from scratch, even though we obviously know that that there is something there. You don't start from scratch in the Rouen camp. I mean, you've seen 20, 30 different, mining operations in that area. So there's mines, old mines everywhere. And hopefully, you know, we find another deposit in the area.
And that's something that I think people really need to take note of, is that the area that you are in is very much a historic standout in terms of mining, and you're going back in there, taking a renewed look at it, and so far, I'd have to say, pretty successful at it. Now, you did touch on a feasibility study that you're going to be working through. What can investors expect there?
Yeah, we always said we'd complete the feasibility for the second half of the year. So early July, we should have that out. That's obviously going to be the big thing, the big milestone for Falco, because with that and with our environmental impact assessment report, we'll be able to start the permitting process on the Horne 5 deposit. And from then on, we expect a 12 to 18 month process on the permitting and seeing early construction, basically start in 2019. So, you know, that's a big milestone for us. And then, as I said, it's going to be a two-prong approach this year. So a lot of exploration, but at the same time, we're moving the Horne 5 project along.
So that's an interesting strategy, Vince, and one that I quite like, is that you are advancing a project that you have been drilling and you do know a lot about, but you're also not skipping any of the exploration. So you're also providing that upside while sometimes when you go through feasibility and permitting, news can be quite slow.
Absolutely. I mean, we're in a Cisco group of company. We're big drillers. We believe in the drill bit. We love to drill. So this is a program that's a Cisco-like. So we'll be drilling a lot at Falco. As you know, Cisco Mining is drilling about 250,000 meters this year. So big programs. It might not be as big as the Windfall program at Cisco Mining, but we'll start in 2017. And hopefully if we find something, 2018 will be an even bigger year for us.
Well, and that's one final point that I wanted to comment on is that the relationship that Falco has with Cisco is one in where if either company benefits, to me, that carries over to the other companies, and it's a win-win situation.
Absolutely. I mean, we benefit from, not only the technical expertise, we benefit also from the financial support. So if one company does well, normally the others benefit from that. So we work the same way all across our platform, whether it's at Cisco Mining, Barkerville, or Falco. We have the same people working on those projects, and that's what makes the platform so great.
All right. Well, Vince, I appreciate you taking some time out of your busy schedule, updating our audience on the plans for Falco through 2017. Again, Falco is another company that is a sponsor on our site that is well-financed and well-positioned to do the work that they are planning for 2017 and expand on a resource that they already have defined. So if anybody wants more information on Falco, please feel free to email me or contact me at any time, and I can forward those questions on to Vince. You can also check out the Falco chart on the Venture Exchange under the symbol FPC. This really is a company that is going out there actively exploring this year and advancing, again, the Horn 5 project throughout 2017. So, Vince, I look forward to hearing back from you and getting some updates as you move forward through the year. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
First hour of the KE report. I'm going to take over for a little bit of this particular interview, a couple of comments before we turn the mic over to Roger Dumoulin White, responding to a comment on a billboard from one of Roger's hard to say what detractors, benefactors. We really can't tell by the tone of the comment. The comment basically stated that this individual had contacted Princess Margaret Hospital in Toronto and was told specifically that no clinical trials were scheduled for the immediate future. That's a true statement. No clinical trials are scheduled for the immediate future. The one thing that the blogger, I guess for lack of better terms, needs to be corrected just a little bit on is the fact that the clinical trials have been completely approved, gone through the ringer in terms of testings from all of the needed medical authorities, and the trials are approved and they can begin at any time. Has anybody stepped up to the plate to take a trial yet? As of this moment in time, no, they haven't. But, you know, that is not an easy thing to accomplish, as no one knows better than I do, given the fact of the situation that one of my family members near and dear to me is involved in. Clinical trials don't just start immediately. Clinical trials take a little bit of give and take before they actually do start. Roger is going to be explaining that to us. Mr. Fleck, this is an interesting situation as two doctors who we have vet this company before we began following them about 3 years ago said, if the win occurs, it's going to be huge. If the win doesn't occur, it's not going to be so huge.
Well, I think this is a good time to throw it over to Roger and talk about not just the enrollment process, but how big these hospitals are, the Princess Margaret Hospital and the University Health Network. Roger, take us through what goes on through this process, please.
Sure, love to, and great to talk to you, Alan Corey. You're talking about University Health Network. This is one of the premier oncology research institutes in the world. Based on publications, based on their research, they've been ranked number two in the world, right behind Sloan Kettering out of New York. So this is a very large, very prestigious organization. You're talking about 22,000 people that work at their seven or eight facilities. They've got Princess Margaret Cancer Center, Toronto General Hospital, Toronto Western, the whole Toronto Rehab Center. Their research budget is in the $356 million a year range. They have 4,600 employees that work in their research departments alone. This is a massive organization. To say that somebody picked up the phone and called Princess Margaret and spoke to a receptionist and said that the clinical trial is not progressing is not only ludicrous, it's slanderous. So you have to take this into account. You're dealing with a very large, very prestigious organization. In order to enroll patients into a clinical trial, these are very sick individuals. They've got very complicated medical diagnoses and history. This is not as easy as take two aspirins and call me in the morning. This is a very complex process. So you, just to walk you through the process so you understand it, with it, you know, you're looking for patients who have been diagnosed with non-muscle invasive bladder cancer. They've gone through standard of care. It has not been successful for them, unfortunately. And now they're looking at other options. Do they go for more standards of treatments, more TURB procedures, transurethral resections of the bladder tumors, more courses of Bacillus Calmette-Guerin? Do they try other techniques? Are they looking at cystectomies? Are they looking at having their bladders removed? Are they looking at participating in other clinical trials or in other research? So it's very complicated for them. So they're dealing with this very, you know, tough travesty in their life, and they're reaching out to their family, they're reaching out to their urologists. If they decide to move forward, let's say, for the Theralase clinical trial, now all their information has to be sent from their urologist to our principal investigator, Dr. Girish Kulkarni, and his team, and they've got to go through that in painstaking detail for inclusion and exclusion criteria, because it's very restricted. Do they meet all the inclusion criteria? Are they not on any of the exclusion criteria? Any one check mark or one X on that will knock them out of the study and they can't participate. Then there may be the request for additional information. There may be additional tests that are required. Let's say that the patient does go through all that and they meet the inclusion and exclusion criteria. Now they have to sign an informed consent that they want to be part of the study. Then they got to go through a two-week screening process to make sure that all their blood work and their cytology is all in line. And then from there, they've got to be fit into the operating room schedule in order to for the procedure. So it's a very complicated process. So I, in fact, met with Dr. Kulkarni and his team and Dr. Jewett yesterday at Princess Margaret Cancer Center. We had a roundtable discussion. They are actively and working very diligently to enroll patients. It takes time. They have candidates. People have, individuals have come forward, and they're going through the process. So what we've identified is the process that they're going for. So to say that the UHN, you know, number one of the top research cancer facilities in the world, is not working diligently and professionally in their duties is completely slanderous.
I would like to just stress one thing here, and that is when information like this is posted, you notice that we are full disclosure on this particular site. We do background on every single bit of information that we put out. Slander is a very, very dangerous thing, and I'm surprised, quite frankly, that this information was posted. If I'm incorrect, and I'm positive that I'm not, I'll be the first person to apologize, but I have to say this is, in my opinion, truly irresponsible journalism.
Roger, can you take us through what a reasonable expectation is now for these clinical trials? Because when you were last on the show, you did mention almost a best-case scenario that by this time you could have somebody enrolled, and clearly I believe you that you are still working diligently to enroll somebody, but for investors out there, for people following the stock, what is a reasonable expectation in your mind now?
Well, with a research facility like Princess Margaret, it's reasonable to assume that you're going to be on average about one patient per month. That would be reasonable. But what happens is that this disease is not reasonable. So you can have zero, zero, zero week after week after week, and then suddenly have three patients all in the same week. So there's no rhyme or reason to it. It's just the enrollment is open, and when the patients present and they meet the inclusion-exclusion criteria, they've spoken with their loved ones, they've spoken with their confidants, with their urologists, with the uro-oncologists, and they feel that this is the best thing for them moving forward, then we can actually enroll them and get them into the surgical suite in order to perform the procedure, which is done under anesthesia. So with that, we're looking, you know, to get two or three patients in before the end of the quarter. That would be our goal. So by March 31st, that's what we're trying to achieve. Whether we reach that or not, we don't know. We may do better than that. We may do worse than that. But the idea is what we're trying to complete is to get those three patients in and then get the, on the first three patients, at a low dose of the drug and then full light activation. And then we follow them for 30 days. So to collect that data and to be able to present that information in a formal press release that here's patients that have been treated, hopefully we've demonstrated safety and tolerability with it, and we can move forward into the enrollment of the next six patients. It would be great to complete that whole exercise this year. That's our goal, and that's what we're trying to achieve, but it really depends on where the patients are coming from. Do they meet all the criteria? Are they, you know, interested and convinced of moving forward for their particular disease state and progression? And are they, you know, part of the trial that we can collect the data? So there's lots of moving parts and lots of unknowns. That's our goal. Hopefully we get close to it.
Well, I guess the one thing I want to say is that what we talked about on our particular program was that the clinical trials had been approved. And that's the
correct
issue that is the exact issue that some folks don't seem to understand. You know, if you can't understand something simple like that, I'd say go get yourself an investment advisor, because you're not capable of handling your own investments.
Well, and I guess the overall picture here is, Roger, that these things take time, and I think that's one of the things that most investors, or at least investors in Theralase too, need to understand, that this is a process that you are going through, and some people will come out and negate exactly what you have been saying, but the fact of the matter is, you are still moving through this process, and I think when you do enroll your first patient, then that will put to bed, especially this most recent claim from no one even knows who this person is, unfortunately, and that is, I guess, one of the problems with those bull boards. But I do appreciate you clearing this up for us, Roger, and hopefully this does put this issue to bed for now. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back with the second hour focused on politics.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded